Live. 855-453. That's 3733 for those of you who don't have little letters on your phone. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call in on Skype. We're lrn.fm on Skype, and you know, if you haven't called us before, you just send a contact request, and we'll approve it during the show, and then you can call in. And the sound quality is often quite good. So lrn.fm, that's as in Liberty Radio Network. Oftentimes, N can sound like M on the radio.
Dot frequency modulation.
Yep, frequency modulation, or whatever you might think FM stands for.
Isn't that what it stands for?
That's what it stands for, yes. 855-450 free, Free Talk Live. Brought to you by ProXPN. So we were talking about this story about this young lady who had a situation in her school where she, you know, Common Core was being implemented, and she told her classmates that they didn't have to take the test, and she got suspended for it.
Yes, the charge was insubordination. And we're going to pick it up where the superintendent weighs in. William Hecht, Orange Ulster BOCE superintendent, said the girl's complaint, which was filed under the state's Dignity for All Students Act, was being taken seriously. He said it was against school policy to discipline students for opting out of the controversial test, and that Sierra's suspension came as the result of her refusing to obey the administrators. He declined any further comment on the matter. In her complaint, Sierra says that on Tuesday morning, the day of the test, she told a student he didn't have to take the test if he didn't want to. And the teacher told her, and this is her describing it, shut my mouth and keep walking. She later told other friends that they weren't required to take the test, telling one that the test, this is a quote, the test is set up for the kids to fail.
I don't know what that means.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I have a lot of ideas about what it might mean. And that could launch us into a whole deeper Common Core discussion.
I want to hear about them, but let's go to Jacob real quick. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, well, I was on the Drudge Report, and I read the news story about the two ambassadors, I guess the Russian ambassadors. Did you see that news story on Drudge talking about next countries that are going to invade?
No, I haven't heard anything about this. Russia's going to invade a new country?
Well, it was on Drudge. They intercepted some Russian ambassadors talking about the next country they wanted to go after. And I wasn't sure if that was a news spoof or was it real or what, but it was. I think they were talking about going to Romania and Bulgaria. And the biggest
What I've heard is that, in fact, Russia's trying to basically negotiate, put a negotiation position out there so that they can make their Crimea situation, whatever you call this thing that happened in Crimea. I mean, it looks like an invasion to me. So they can make it look like it's okay, I guess is what the idea is. So, well, we're not invading these other places.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. But I was concerned about the story because I said about Miami land and what was the other one? Something about California they wanted to go after. And it was on Drudge. I don't know if you've read it or not. So me about the Russia has plans for the future, you know.
I don't think Russia – somebody's out of their mind if they think they're going to get something like California and Miami. You know, use force to head in there seems pretty unlikely to me.
They talked about getting a referendum, like they could vote, and I was on Drudge.com, and they said they could vote for a referendum for Miami, and they would have enough citizens down in Miami, they could just annex Miami. This is two ambassadors, supposedly. Drudge says it was posted on YouTube, and it was on Drudge Report, so.
Well, that'd be kind of interesting. If 66% of people in Dade County voted, that's where Miami is, voted to secede and join the Soviet Union, or Russia, would you think that that was valid?
I don't know if it would be. I don't know how that would work.
But why not? I mean, it's democracy, right? I mean, 66% of the people vote for it. It must be good, right, just, pure, and awesome.
What does valid mean? I mean, democrat by the rules of a democratic system.
The
valid
fact is, I don't care if 99% of the people vote for something.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make it right and good for me. It's just tyranny. It may be tyranny. You can have tyranny of one person, like a dictator. You can have tyranny of the majority. Democracy isn't in and of itself just because you can get more people to believe something, and oftentimes it's people who are completely ignorant of the situation. If American elections that I've seen over time,
sure,
any indication,
yeah.
I don't think that anybody who takes an office in this country is in fact legitimate.
So anyway,
what do you think about that, Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to mention one last thing was. I was on the Rush Limbaugh fan website checking out the news story about the DCF, that family. It took the family away from the parents because the doctor was treating her, and they just stepped in. Her parents can't visit her daughter, and the doctors can't treat her, and they just completely took control over that little kid.
For what reason? What was their justification for doing it?
Apparently, their justification was they didn't like their doctors.
Who's they? Who is the they in this case?
Massachusetts,
okay.
Department of Family Families, and she was getting treated with a doctor up in her family doctor, and the doctor diagnosed her with a condition. I forget the name of it was, but it was muscle pains or something like that, and they just blocked out the whole family, and they can't see her but one hour a week, and not letting her see her doctor.
Yeah, I can't. It's really scary, the idea that of kids. I mean, see, there's these outlying stories of parents who treat their children horribly, and there's no doubt about it. Oftentimes, we don't find out about it until, you know, years after, months after, if we ever find out about it, which goes to show that the Child Protective Services mechanism is all messed up. But so many times, kids get taken away from parents, and you're like, I don't know what I would do if they took my child away from me. I've got one thing in this life that's important to me above all other things. And this is, I believe, how every parent feels. I'm just assuming that they feel like I do. And that's, I can't even imagine what I would do if they just decided, yep, we're going to take your child away from you. I would flip out.
Yeah, that's the most invasive thing you could do, especially cutting out that doctor. I mean, that their doctor was treating that girl. Now she's pretty much can't get up. She used to. The story on the Rush Limbaugh family site said that she was ice skating and being active in her school and everything. Now they just locked her up in a mental hospital, and she can't. And she's like, her legs are cold. It's just completely awful story. It was on the Rush RushLimbaugh.me.
Can you say Rush Limbaugh's name on my show one more time, please?
Oh, good. Did you really want to say that one time?
Oh, I don't want you to repeat it over and over again. I got where you got it from, but I mean,
okay,
like,
right,
it's
you.
A
I'm
news
sorry,
story
I'm
on
sorry.
The internet. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just read, you know, like Drudge, you know, and different web stories. And
sure. And here's the question I'd have. Is there any instance from a medical standpoint where it's okay to take a child away from their parent? Is there anything that a child could be doing from a medical standpoint that you think it would be okay?
Well, I think maybe the extreme case would be like the Amish people, you know, when they have cancer or things like that. But,
yeah,
you know, you got to weigh it out. You got to weigh that out, because sometimes cancer treatment is so bad, you may end up dying anyways, you know.
Yeah, oftentimes you're talking about terminal situations there.
Yeah, terminal.
Yeah, well, you know, here's an interesting one. How about vaccines? This is a situation where you're talking about a very little output on the side of a parent, but many parents feel very, very strongly about vaccines. They refuse to vaccinate for whatever their reasons are. And we haven't vaccinated my child, and it's because I had an adverse reaction to a vaccine, and I know he is genetically similar to me. He's the only person on the planet I know is genetically similar to me, and so we've chosen not to do it for that reason. But terrifying, horrible things can happen if you don't vaccinate. So should we take kids away from their parents if they don't vaccinate them? And I've heard it postulated as child abuse. Jacob, thanks for the call. 855-453. Do you think that parents should have their kids taken away if they choose not to vaccinate? Free Talk Live, 855-453.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. from wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
Now, on the road, anything can happen. And oftentimes, you don't have a witness. It's your word against the other driver. It's your word against the police officer. And I've got a system that can be really useful. Now, in a lot of countries, these things are almost mandatory. Cars have them all over the place because they don't feel they can trust. They don't feel they can trust law enforcement. They expect them to lie. So to have a camera in the car rolling at all times with a microphone, video out the front, audio and video into the cab, and consequently out the back window. It's incredibly valuable because you never know whether you're going to be in a situation where somebody just remembers the story differently than you do. Well, you can have the ultimate witness from freedomcam.net. They've got different cams over there for different needs. One of them actually bathes you in infrared light, and that can be incredibly valuable. It's got your GPS on there. Your speed, your route, all these things are things that you might need in a court case. And it's really just insurance against what's inevitable, an automobile accident or, some other situation, traffic stop. It's freedomcam.net. I have one in both vehicles. The thing I like about it most, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to turn it on and turn it off or anything like that. It comes on when I turn the key on. It goes off when I turn the key off. Or, actually, there's a little bit of a delay because it has a little battery in it. You don't want it going off immediately because if there's an automobile wreck and power's cut off to the vehicle, you still want to have whatever video's going on there. But still, like 30 seconds. Freedomcam.net. Let's go to Brett. We'll get back to the story and,
sure,
and your ideas here. But I want to go to Incento calling on WNIS. Incento?
Hello.
You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing today?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that to your question about what we should do with people who, don't have their kids put on vaccines or whatever, that's kind of a preventative thing. That's not necessarily guaranteeing some sort of prevention of illness or whatever, even. But if someone is on cancer treatment and you deny your kid cancer treatment, or Jehovah's Witnesses, you deny their kids stuff like blood transfusions or anything of that kind, or organ donations, those people should be forced to have their kids, treated so they can survive. Whereas a vaccine is, there's no guarantee that it's going to stop me from getting the flu.
Well, oftentimes what you have, in these situations is the kid doesn't want it either. Mom and dad believe whatever they believe so firmly that they've, of course, inculcated their children with these beliefs too. So you're not just saying that the parents don't have the right to make a decision, but that the child doesn't have a right to make that decision either, right?
Well, the child automatically doesn't have the right to make a decision. I mean, I'm an EMS, and you have to be, it's implied consent up to the age of 14. I think it's 14 or 16, I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's 14. Well,
that's also somewhat arbitrary, right? I mean, it's not like it's impossible for somebody younger than 14 to make a decision. That's a number that somebody decided.
They have the legal decision. The legal cutoff is 14 years old. But if you're debating the validity of that legal cutoff, and we have to cut the line somewhere, you can't obviously, and I'm not trying to make a slippery slope argument here, but you can't have a 6-year-old making the decision, making the medical decisions and assuming they're informed medical decisions, just like you can't take someone who is basing it off of religion as opposed to science and say this is an informed medical decision. They know that their child is going to die. They don't.
You're talking about science here, and this is sort of a happenstance that politics and science collide here. But oftentimes, politics is on the other side of science. So, I like science and I like medicine, but I think that people have a right to make a decision for their families at the same time. I mean, we know the politicians that made these laws generally are liars and thieves, right?
Well, yeah, that is true.
There you go. It's not like you're talking about justice here.
But they would see themselves as protecting a child from parental ignorance in this case.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they want to be able to make the decision for them and their kids.
Yeah.
And one thing you don't know is that if you turn your child over to a doctor or an EMS worker or somebody like that, they can make a mistake, too. So there's the Hippocratic Oath says, first, do no harm. Correct?
Well, yeah.
But your job is to get in there and begin manipulating reality, which I think is a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. So really, medicine is, in fact, a violation of the Hippocratic Oath from the very moment it begins.
Well, no, because what you have to take into consideration the fact that when I come in and some guy's in cardiac arrest, or when I come in and some guy's femur is broken in half and sticking out, chances are my interventions are going to help. There's like a 99.99%.
Chances are good, yes. 99 point something percent. I agree with you.
So I mean, it's not an automatic violation of the Hippocratic Oath, is that fact?
But sometimes people heal, you know, on their own. And this is the difficulty when it comes to sort of taking things away from people. I believe that people's rights trump, sadly, trump logic and reason.
Well, ironically enough, you just made a good point. But for me in this case, it's kind of like I see this as the same thing as, say, vice crimes, for example. When people practice healing on their own sometimes. Well, if you want people to have, you know, the best chances of surviving and you want people, you know, to be the best off, and what you're going to have to do is you're going to have a legalized, regulated industry where everyone has the right and everyone is guaranteed that they get services, just like, you know, with pot legalization, for example. I believe, as you believe, as libertarians, that when you legalize and regulate something, it benefits people as opposed to, you know, saying, okay, you don't have to do this. You can go off and do your own medicine. We're going to not regulate the medical industry. We're not going to regulate, you know, we're just going to let this Jehovah's Witness have their son die. We're going to have this person who believes this crazy flying spaghetti monster, you know, he's going to do this. Does that make sense?
Well, what doesn't make sense is the regulation part. Generally, when you're talking about the government being involved, it puts in place an organization that's a monopoly. Monopolies tend to not be motivated by the rest of us because they have no motivation. So if you allow the marketplace to decide who's going to get the business and who isn't, there was a time in this country about the turn of the last century, not the most recent one, but the one before that, when there was no... You know, there was no FDA. There was no, none of these alphabet soup organizations out there to regulate things. There was all different kinds of medicine, and people got medical care.
This can become a very complex subject, too, because as regulation increases, control goes into fewer hands, and that means fewer hands that need to be greased by maybe certain industries or corporations that can benefit from the regulation over a certain industry. And I know that's not specifically what you're talking about here. This is a very difficult subject.
Ingento, thank you so much for the call. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It looks like we're talking about parents having the right to decide what medical treatment, you know, for their kids, whatever that medical treatment might be. You know, the Free Talk Live kind of goes this way. People call in, we talk about something. It incites people. They call in. We talk about something else, and then it moves along. And that's really the idea behind Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And there's really no forum for that. Most of it's about whatever the expert talk show host wants to talk about. And that's not... the people's show. Free Talk Live wants to bring it down to you. Now, here's what you can't expect from me. You can't expect that I've spent 4 hours today researching vaccines. I can't be your vaccine expert. I can only know about vaccines what I know about vaccines, because this isn't what we brought in to talk about. I'll research a topic, and sometimes we'll be on that topic, sometimes we won't. But you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Brett. And I would never, I do not talk about this topic, because people have asked me to talk about it on my show. And I say, I'm not doing the research. It's too volatile a subject, and there's other places you can go. And I encourage you to do your own research. Invest a lot of hours before you're talking to anybody about it, because it is such a controversial subject. Then it's like a dangerous subject to give bad advice.
It's a libertarian third rail, because they're on both sides of this. There's the sort of the science-based liberty folks who are the skeptics and that sort of thing. And then there's people that are they're far more concerned about, I don't know, mass extinction. I'm not exactly sure what they the point is. We chose not to vaccinate my son at a young age, but we took a calculated risk. The fact is that most kids get vaccinated at a young age. There's probably not going to come in contact with somebody and get the mumps, the measles, things like that. And we can give the vaccine one at a time over a course of weeks and see how these things go. But that's kind of playing off of the herd immunity of the other folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't think I have any obligation to the other folks when it comes to herd immunity. I mean, if you've got a cold, do you have an obligation to stay in your house and under covers? What about the people who live in the house? I mean, what obligation do you have to the viruses, to other people for the viruses you carry? And I think that it's an interesting question.
Well, there are certain viruses that you would want to let people know about before you did certain things with them.
Yeah, like there's the old story of the hooker that said, "Welcome to the wonderful world of AIDS," written on lipstick.
No.
Yeah, you heard that story. No. I don't know if it's true, but it's. I'd love to see a picture of that. But you know, it's probably before cell phone cameras. Let's go to Dave calling in from Miami. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was glad to hear some of your comments on parenthood. And Mark, I was just wondering how you feel about, the guy that you murdered. How do you think his parents felt about him?
I didn't murder anybody. I did go to prison for a second-degree murder charge, but I never killed anybody. I happened to be in a location where somebody else killed somebody, and
that's what
you're
saying now.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, apparently you were claiming that you were one of the people that strangled him. It was in the news reports that you were. Yeah,
there is a news report out there that says that. So there's a news report out there that says that. Do you believe everything you read in the newspaper?
No. But I believe that you were convicted of murder.
It's the correct. I absolutely was.
I'm just wondering how you think that guy's parents feel about that.
And I don't know how old they are. They probably aren't very happy about that.
You're such a big proponent of restitution. Why don't you do some sort of restitution for it?
I'm glad you asked, because I have done everything that the only arbitration organization that existed at the time asked me to do. I did my time.
Oh.
I completed it. I've actually done many things, since then, and sort of with the intention of living a better life. But, what would you expect me? Here, David, wait a second. What do you want me to do? Because this obviously has affected your life. This isn't the first time you've called in on this.
No, it's
what? Oh, okay, because this call sounds like it has an agenda, and I don't know how this I don't know how this started. Could we actually, just for my sake here and maybe for the sake of the listeners, could we maybe, David, go through your history or your opposition or whatever the anger, what was the starting point of your anger? Because, like, this isn't
anger?
Really genuine curiosity that you're expressing here. I mean, this is definitely a dig. So what's it all about, just so we can understand it, the best way you can describe it? I think that would be really helpful to all of us.
Hypocrisy.
So, because I've done something wrong in my life, something very wrong, I can't have a moral agenda?
Not at all, because you're someone who proposes for personal restitution. Yet
I do.
Nothing.
I think it's a better system.
Nothing, you have done nothing for the family of the guy that you murdered.
Here, let me ask you this, David. I don't know where these people are. If I spent the time and energy to go hunt them down, do you think that they'd want to hear from me?
You were involved with murdering their child.
Look, the fact is, I have these probably people are probably in India. They're probably not anywhere near here. And I don't. You didn't answer my question. So
you didn't
answer my question.
Yeah.
Do you think they want to hear from me?
I have no idea if they do or not.
I don't either. So I figure if somebody wants something from me beyond what the arbitration organization at the time said that I was obligated to do, this was before I was released by a ruling of the Florida Supreme Court, which you never want to mention. That doesn't matter to you because all you want to talk about is the bad stuff in my case. It doesn't matter that there's mitigating circumstances. It doesn't matter that the Florida Supreme Court, that I was released by one of their orders. None of that stuff matters to you. Now, here's what I've noticed over time, David. Usually people who bring this up are in one of two camps. Either they're a frustrated talk show host that wishes that they could have a job like mine and forget about the fact that I've worked very hard to get here, or they disagree with me politically. Do you fit in one of those two camps?
I would say I disagree with a lot of your political views, but certainly not all of them.
Okay. Well, how could anybody disagree with everything that somebody believes? Will you give me a percentage?
Yeah. It depends on how much of a zealot you plan to be.
What do you mean, how much of a zealot I plan to be? I'm as much of a zealot as I am.
Yeah, well, I would say I probably disagree with about 40% of your political views.
So what you've done is you found my weakest link, and you're exploited. Do you think that sounds like a good guy or a bad guy?
Here's what I really don't like is people who go on these moral high ground things like you do all the time.
What's an example of a moral high ground thing?
Claiming how great the liberty movement is and all this.
That's not a moral high ground thing. Give me a specific moral where Mark has put himself, or somebody like Mark, or me, or, you know, who has put, well, let's use Mark, because that's who you're kind of attacking here.
Literally attacking.
is an example, a specific moral high ground that Mark has tried to put himself on this show?
He thinks his views are superior to other people.
You're not giving me anything specific. That's not moral high ground.
So what you're claiming is that you are making an ad hominem attack because you cannot, you will not confront my views. Right? You're saying I'll attack the man because you disagree with me on a point. It's a logical fallacy.
But you won't give us an example of a specific, like, where has Mark morally shamed somebody?
No, I'll tell you where he's a hypocrite.
Yeah, you're telling me where I'm a hypocrite because you claim that I haven't, that I haven't made restitution to this family because I advocate for restitution.
I asked you a couple weeks ago if you thought more restitution was good, and you said it's the best thing you can do. And
it's the best. It is the best system.
David, let me ask you this though,
the family wanted and they got, apparently. I mean, I don't know. They didn't claim otherwise. They wanted me to go to jail. They got it. I went to jail. I was later released by the Florida Supreme Court, but they got what they wanted. At this point, all you know is that they got what they wanted. Nothing else. Thanks for the call, then. You know, that's the reality of being a convicted felon. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. You can call in and talk about anything you want, as evidenced by the last call.
Sure.
You know, the fact is that here on Free Talk Live, we have a very minimal screening process. You know, one of the harsh realities of radio is that people are tuning in and tuning out at all different times. They don't even necessarily know who they're listening to. The caller, Dave, I assume that's actually not his name, because he always, at the very least, he didn't call in from the same place as last time. And, you know, he just says a different place. That's fine. You can give an anonymous, you can get a pseudonym and a pseudo place and a variety of things, but I think that it's worth, you know, the audience probably who's still hanging on is wants to know what my reaction to him calling me a murderer. And it's a reality, right? Like, I was convicted of murder when I was 17 years old. I was in a hotel room where a friend of mine had, you know, got me there under false pretenses. I thought that I was going to be buying some cocaine, and he attacked his former boss. He told me that, you know, I was under the impression his boss was a cocaine dealer. And he attacked his former boss, and, you know, my friend called me for help when he was not doing so well in this attack. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have a backstory. I did strike that man. Mm-hmm. I struck him. And as a result of my action, that guy lost a fight, and my friend strangled him to death there in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of the situation. I'd like to point out that there were three people in that room. Two of them are dead. My co-defendant is dead. He was killed by a person he committed a crime against later on. That's the story, at least. It's difficult to know for certain. I have gone on and, you know, after having been in prison and then, like I said, released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court, gone on, I got a family, I built a job, and that's what I've done. I've done everything that the prison system would have ever asked for me.
Yeah.
And I've done everything that the victims would have asked for me through the judicial system. No one's asked me to do anything more. So,
you know, I mean, if somebody knows you, too, it's like that caller. I mean, it's unfortunate that somebody can call and kind of troll a show like this just out of their own anger and insecurity and maybe appear to some people listening to have the upper hand. But to somebody who knows you, that just looks so ridiculous and petty. You know, like you couldn't know any less about what you're talking about. You couldn't know any
He's
less
researched.
About him. Well, I mean, okay, yeah, he could know a lot about you when you're 17, and he can know a little bit about you now, like how 40% of the things you say make him feel uncomfortable.
But what he knows is that he doesn't want to talk about the issues. He wants to take a full-on, the most egregious ad hominem attack he can.
Absolutely.
And that's what he wanted to do. Now, I don't want to take up a bunch of time
talking
about these things, so I want to go to the calls. That's what this show's about. And let's go to Dave calling in. I don't know where Dave is. He's on Skype, and it doesn't have that information. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, yo.
Hey.
From Montana.
Long live Free Talk Live, man. Salute, Mark.
Thank you, Dave.
That guy showed by his fruit that he was the wrong one. He said he put you down because you chose the high road, the moral road, and look, you know, that's to be praised, man. You know, that what you went through and did your time and come out thinking that way, because prison poisons 90% of the people, and they always reciprocate.
Recidivate. I don't know if recidivate is a word, but it refers to recidivism. Yeah.
You got it. And that guy just showed by his fruit, man, he showed his evilness, what he was up to, man. And I say salute, Marco. Hey, Free Talk Live, Viva Cannabis. And I want to talk about the vax.
The vat?
The vax.
Vax. Okay, go ahead.
Vaccination.
Real quick. Yep.
That was the first fight me and my wife had, so I conceded. He got the vaccination. He got sick as a dog. She cried, broken heart. And we never got a vaccination again. I signed a religious exemption for 13 years. No problem. Go ahead and do it. You just go to the school. You say you want the form for the religious exemption. They give it to you. You go get it notarized. You bring it back, and you don't have to put animal pus in your kid.
Well, I think vaccines work, but I do think that they oftentimes, I mean, every medicine has side effects, and it can be a difficult decision for a parent to make. You don't know what the reaction is going to be. You don't know what the side effects are. And here's what the worst part is that companies that make vaccines are shielded from lawsuits surrounding it. Now, there's a fund that's put in place so that people who have adverse effects, they can be paid out of this fund. But the companies have a tax, essentially, some kind of tax on every vaccine produced that goes into this fund. So they can't be sued beyond that.
It's all a scam, man. And then, you know, say if I wanted to give my kid cannabis, you know, because he's got cancer, and give him oil. What, they're going to take my kid away because I could grow a plant that will cure him?
Dave, they probably will, and that's the problem. I really appreciate
and
the
call. And then taking away for money. Say if I don't have enough money to get my kid a certain treatment. What?
We'll
take my kid away?
We'll just put the ACA in place, and now you're in good shape. Thanks for the call, Dave. that's the thing is, it passes down more control.
I find this to be an incredibly difficult and nuanced subject to talk about, because there's all different areas of medical needs and medical treatments. And I when people use language like it's all a scam, too broad a brush for me.
I think vaccines work. I think that they have side effects.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Quickly, I just want to like to say I would love one of these days to have a back and forth with you, Mark.
Me too.
I have very low expectations. Of you, literally, because I don't expect to agree with you or you to agree with me, because that's when I call in when I disagree with you or your friend. And I should like to note for the record, who accuses me of being rude, I called yesterday to ask you a simple question.
And I wasn't on yesterday.
I asked, was it 2 days ago? Forgive me, it was Thursday.
Okay. All right.
Yes. And not both of you interrupted me while I was asking a question. But my point is that Ian is why I left the Libertarian Party. And I know he's your friend.
You knew Ian beforehand?
No. The Libertarian Party is overpopulated by smug, hateful, prejudiced people like Ian.
It certainly doesn't get anything done.
He's actually a totalitarian in thought. because, and by the way, the low expectation of you, Ian, since you're a member of a peace church, I guess you go and meditate. Lying for one's cause is wrong. And Ian
lying
does it
for
all
one's
the
cause?
Time. He smears me and calls me a bigot and says things that I never said. And then when I call him out on it, he makes fun of me and calls me rude and calls me a narcissist. I didn't.
Why do you think he called you a bigot?
I didn't call you. I spent an hour and a half, by the way, on Thursday's show talking about a little brush with a lawyer. A boring story that was all about him for an hour and a half. Those things are not interesting to me. But he called me a bigot, Brett, because I like to make fun of Islam and Islamists believing the Quran is based on a true story. And one of these days, Mark, I'd like to have a conversation with you about how many Islamists do you think there are? And they do want to kill you and me, and that bugs me. I do care if they want to kill you and me and innocent people that want to live free and then die a free and natural death and not be blown up
by
somebody that thinks Allah commanded them to kill me or you.
Well, I think that there were fewer Islamists before the United States began aggressive intervention in the Middle East.
Okay, I know that. I know that you believe that. And I'll quickly respond because I've already responded to this. Okay, we killed a lot more people than just...
Who's we? I didn't kill anybody.
During the World War II, there is no blowback after we bombed Germany and Japan into submission.
Is that
no
an... Okay,
blowback.
So this is what
and
I want to ask you with.
Now
this is really important.
Prosperous.
This is
you
what I want
to
ask you.
From Japanese or Nazis, do we?
Is so that what you're saying? Wait. You said you wouldn't have a back and forth.
What is the common denominator in east of Israel, though? The blowback that you say is our fault. What's the
this guy needs
denominated?
His own show. Right. Like, you don't
the
want
common
to
it's called the Hadith. It's called the Quran. That's the common denominator. I've got to go to work. Thanks for taking me on.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So that guy isn't interested in conversations. There was blowback in World War II, by the way. A different kind of blowback.
Much lower, and I think that there's an argument for it. But basically what he's saying is that we need to bomb the Middle East into the Stone Age, past the Stone Age, because some of it still is in the Stone Age, practically. And then we'll have good results. That's nuts, in my opinion. I am not interested in that in that system. So, to me, it's something I don't want to participate in. 855 450 Free Talk Live.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. LifeGHD is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.